Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, we see the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. This is Saul of Tarsus, an individual found throughout the New Testament, an individual that was on a crusade to kill Christians and to destroy the church. This is Saul of Tarsus, who in Acts chapter 22, verses 19 through 20, states that he imprisoned and beat Christians. This is Saul of Tarsus, who in Acts 26, verses 10 through 11, put to death Christians, tortured Christians to get them to renounce and denounce their Christian faith. This is Saul of Tarsus, who in Galatians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, stated that he lost count of the number of Christians that he persecuted. This is Saul of Tarsus, whom he calls himself in 1 Timothy chapter 1, the chief of sinners. This is Saul of Tarsus, whom we are sure that Christians, as they were being tortured, would speak to Saul and say to him, "Saul, you don't have to do this. Jesus loves you. Listen to my words." This is Saul of Tarsus on a mission with authority from the chief priests to arrest, to torture, to kill Christians. This is Saul of Tarsus, who in Acts chapter 9, on the road to Damascus, saw the light, met the Lord, and was converted by the love of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the Apostle Paul, whom the love of God has changed to now he is no longer the Christian serial killer of the New Testament, but the greatest apostle in the history of the church. Writer of 14 epistles in the New Testament, the apostle to the Gentiles, an individual that has changed from destroying a multitude of lives to now converting a multitude of souls for the cause of Christ. This is Saul of Tarsus, who was changed to the Apostle Paul, and much like us, indicates that God is no respecter of persons, that he will use whomever he chooses, for God is not looking for our ability. God is looking for our availability. For the scripture states in the book of Isaiah, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And as we see in this example of the Apostle Paul, what matters is not where we have been, what matters is where we are going. All individuals burdened down with guilt and shame from the past, wondering if God can forgive me, wondering if God can use me, we can look at the example of the Apostle Paul. Lift our heads up, look unto the Lord, cry out to Jesus, and receive forgiveness in the Lord. For the scripture states in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.